insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents and commentaries of chapter Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing the story of Prophet Moses in the beginning verses of Surah Qasas. We have reached the 5th and 6th verses of this chapter. Now let's listen to these verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them leaders and make them inheritors.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ
And establish them in the land, and show Pharaoh and his minister Haman and their soldiers through them that which they had feared.
Dear listeners, as you were accompanying us in the previous episodes, we discussed these two verses. We said how important it is to give hope to the people of the oppressed, and that's the norm and sunnah of the Almighty Allah. And it is clearly and explicitly stated in this verse that the Almighty Allah intends to bestow His favors and the final victory over the oppressed people. In this case, the oppressed people of Israel. So they were the ones who took power right after Pharaoh and his people, his troops, and Haman were diminished. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ We intended to grant them power in the earth and to show Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts what they were dreading from. Anyway, we said that these verses do not speak about a local, private, and limited program, but they are stating a general law for all centuries, not just for the century of these people, not just for the people of Israel, but the people that will exist, that have come to exist in the different forms of generations and different races. Any kind of people who are oppressed, they will finally achieve the final victory. Anyway, a more complete example of it was the government of Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and his followers after the advent of Islam. It was the government of the faithful, the government of the poor, the government of the indigent and purified but oppressed people who were always mocked, who will always despised by the pharaohs of their time. They were under their pressure, injustice, cruelty. And we have studied history. We know what kinds of different ordeals they passed and what kinds of bestowals they received from the Almighty Allah. And a vaster example of it will be the advent of the government of justice and truth all over the world by Hadrat Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajaw Sharif. May our souls be sacrificed to him.
ومكن لهم في الأرض ويجري في الأرض وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون.
So, dear listeners, as we said, these two verses are not talking about a very limited event, a very specific and particular program, but yet they are about something general. They're stating one important norm and sunnah of the Almighty Allah, and it is the victory of the oppressed people. We mentioned the examples of such victories like the Prophet of Islam, like Moses and Pharaoh, and inshallah, the victory of the government of justice and faith, which will be upright by the advent of Hadhrat Mahdi. These verses are among the verses that clearly give the glad tidings of the advent of such a government. Some Islamic traditions indicate that commenting on this verse, the Imam of Ahlul Bayt have appointed to this great advent. You read in Nahjul Balagha from the Commander of the Faithful, who said, "The world will bend towards us after having been refractory, as the biting she-camel bends towards its young." Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam has recited the verse, "And we have intended to bestow our favors upon those who are oppressed in the earth and make them leaders and make them heirs." And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned. Also, the same Imam, commenting on this verse, has said, "They are the progeny of Muhammad. Allah will raise their Mahdi after their trouble and pressure they receive. Then he will give them honor and make their enemies despised." In this regard, we also have Imam Zainul Abidin, who has said in a tradition once, "By the one who raised Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam legitimately as the giver of glad tidings and warner, verily the righteous of Ahlul Bayt and their followers are like Moses and his followers. Finally, we will be victorious, and they will be destroyed, and the government of the truth and justice will be ours." Of course, the worldly government of Hadhrat Mahdi at the end of the time will never hinder the limited Islamic government to be formed before it by the oppressed ones against the oppressors. Whenever they prepare its conditions, the certain promise and divine will be accompanied for them. They will be accomplished for these people, and they will gain this victory, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.